From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are headed Sunday to key election states where they trail a last-minute bid by both candidates to grab the attention of undecided voters and find a path to victory. National surveys continue to show Clinton with a narrow edge over Trump. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not insurmountable. Collections of recent national polls show Clinton looking to become the country's first female president, with about a 2 or 3 percentage point edge over Trump, although the latest major tracking poll by the Washington Post and ABC News pegged her lead at 48% to 43%. But U.S. presidential elections are not decided by the national popular vote, but rather in the Electoral College, with the outcome determined by the results in each of the 50 states and the national capital, Washington. The biggest states have the most electors in the Electoral College, with both Clinton and Trump needing a majority of at least 270 of the 538 electors to win the election. U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of Raqqa, the Syrian city that has become the de facto capital for Islamic State militants. A commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces announced the start of the campaign on Sunday. The U.S. envoy in charge of anti-IS efforts confirmed the SDF, a Kurdish-led group that also includes Arab fighters, is receiving American air support in the operation. Islamic State militants overran the city in northern central Syria in early 2014. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops inside the embattled city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front, where Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods. On Saturday, an Iraqi general said his forces trying to encircle the city had driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front, and Kurdish forces confirmed that Iraqi flags are now flying from buildings there near Mosul's airport. The advance on Hammam al-Alil followed an advance by Iraqi special forces against Mosul's eastern perimeter. Officials in the Indian capital shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed a coal-fired power plant temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that has shrouded the city this past week. The emergency measures came amid rising calls for an urgent response to dangerous pollutants in New Delhi's hazardous air, which have spiked more than 30 times the safe limit set by the World Health Organization. This boy speaks about the pollution.
I'm here to fight for my right to breathe. I feel imprisoned at home because of health advisories that I can't go out without a mask. So I think it's high time we realize that we need to do something about pollution in Delhi.
Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal announced that Sunday that schools will be shut for 3 days, all construction halted for 5 days, and a power plant will be closed for 10 days. He said roads will be doused with water to settle dust that is a huge contributor to the city's toxic air. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrives in India on Sunday on her first bilateral visit outside the European Union to lay the groundwork for stronger trade ties post-Brexit with the world's fastest-growing major economy. But India will press the British leader on tighter visa rules that have diminished the number of Indian students going to British universities, and that could also impact Indian professionals in the country. Ahead of the visit, the British leader said the trip was about expanding our horizons and forging stronger partnerships following Britain's exit from the European Union.
The UK will be a confident, outward-looking nation, taking its place on the world stage, looking to build relationships around the globe. And that's exactly what trips like this to India are about, building those relationships for future opportunities for the UK.
In New Delhi, observers say the visit will test how stricter immigration policies will impact Britain's efforts to bring stronger business partnerships. Pope Francis urged political leaders across the world to respect the dignity of inmates and offer them amnesty whenever possible. Francis held a special Jubilee Mass Sunday for some 1,000 prisoners from 12 countries and their families. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.